the different and the numerous roads and avenues of good, of doing good. In other words, doing good deeds, there are so many different ways of doing good deeds. And so many good deeds a person can do to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم وقال تعالى وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وقال تعالى فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره وقال تعالى من عمل صالحا فلنفسه والآيات في الباب كثيرة. There are four verses that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned. Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah Ta'ala is well aware of whatever good you do. Whatever good you do. Allah Ta'ala is well aware of whatever good you do. Then Allah Ta'ala says also in another verse, whoever does an atom's weight of good, one small little neki you did, Allah Ta'ala says, Yarahu, Allah will see it. Allah sees it. And on the day of Qiyamah, this person who did the good deed, he will see it on his scales. Allah Ta'ala will not deprive you of the reward of any good that you have done. No matter how big it may be, no matter how small it may be. So in this verse, no matter how small and tiny it may be, just equivalent to an atom, so small. Any good deed you did, Allah Ta'ala will show it to you on your scales. Whoever does good, it is for his own benefit. We're not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. So whatever good we do, it'll be to our benefit in this world and the akhirah. عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي الأعمال أفضل قال الإيمان بالله والجهاد في سبيله. He says, I asked يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which action is the best? So this particular question was posed to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in various different times of his life by various different people. So sometimes a person asks the same question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show me the best of actions that I can do that will make me enter Jannah. So depending on the person who asked that question, the time of that when the question was asked, for example, if it was Hajj, then Rasulullah will direct him towards Hajj. If there was weakness in the person regarding his Salah, Rasulullah will emphasize Salah. If required to be kind to his parents, Rasulullah would explain that. But generally there were certain a'mal that Rasulullah mentioned. Like in this particular hadith, Rasulullah said, Al-Imanu Billah. Having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firmly believing in the oneness of Allah. Allah ta'ala is our creator. He's got no partners. Nobody else is worthy of being worshipped beside Allah. So the best of action is having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasul mentioned, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qultu ayyu riqabi afdal. At that time slavery was prevalent before Islam. Islam abolished slavery to such an extent that Islam, if any person owned a slave, then Allah ta'ala encourages the person in the Quran, Rasul encouraged the person to free the slave. So Islam did not start slavery. Slavery was practiced before that. But at that time, there was slavery taking place, so Islam taught a person or encouraged him to try and free off his slave, and Sahaba did this. So which type of slave will be the best to free? This is the question. قَالَ أَنْفَسُهَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِهَا وَأَكْثَرُهَا ثَمَنًا. The one that is most precious by its owner. The slave that is most precious by its master, and the one that is the most expensive. You must give that away. Free that slave. So this is the second best action Rasulullah told the Sahabi. قُلْتُ فَإِنْ لَمْ أَفْعَلْ. If I am unable to free a slave, I don't have the means, I don't have any slaves, I cannot do all this. قَالَ تُعِينُ صَانِعًا أَوْ تَسْنَعُ لِأَخْرَقَ. What you should do is, help a person who is manufacturing something. Help a laborer. Help a craftsman. Somebody is trying to do some work, then you lend him your support. Help him to finish his product. أو تصنع لأخرق, or you make something for an unskilled person. Some person doesn't have the means at all to do something. So you go and make that thing for him. Now this might seem very, very small and insignificant, but in the eyes of Quran, Hadith, it is such so important that either you help somebody to do his job and finish his work, his product, or you do it for him for a person who is unable, he is handicapped, he doesn't have the skill, he does not know how to do it. So you do it for him. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ ضَعُفْتُ عَنْ بَعْضِ الْعَمَلِ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, even if I cannot do this even, I'm weak, I can't do what you are telling me. قَالَ تَكُفُّ شَرَّكَ مِنَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Rasul says, then at least you do this now. You save the people from your evil. You can't benefit any person. You can't free any slave. And nor can you benefit any person in any way. At least this much you can do. To save the people from your shar, from your evil. فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنْكَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. Because this is charity from yourself for your own sake. In other words, when a person will do this, so this will become charity from your side and will be for your benefit. So this hadith is a simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which shows us few ways of doing good. Sometimes a person thinks only a certain amal he does and that is good. In this entire chapter we will find different ways of giving sadaqah and how a person can give charity and do different types of work to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain piety until you dispose of that which you love the most. You give that in sadaqah. So that is what Sharia is encouraging us. Things that are so dear to us. We cannot part with it. But we give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person will feel the pinch in his heart. But he's giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accepts and appreciates that little action of yours. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue the other ahadith. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, inshallah, wa ta'ala.